And Daf Kufyu Dalit Amid Aleph. Let us again start the Mishnah and then jump to the Gemara. Zot the Mishnah, not lo moichsin chamoiroi es chamoiroi venosno loi chamoira acher. These were illegitimate tax collectors. They took his chamoir. Venosno loi chamoira acher. Not lo listim es ksusoi, venosnu loi ksus acheres. Arei elu shaloi, so that was given to him is his. Mibnei shahabailim misyashin mehem. Because the bailim are miyayish, I can assume by moichsin and listim that there was yish. So therefore, he can keep it. Then the next bov is Hamatzel min hanor min hagayis min halistim im nisyaisho abaylam arei elu shaloi. If the baylam are miyayish, arei elu shaloi. So we have here astira. The sefer from the reisha would seem stam listim is yish baylam mibnei shabaylam misyaishim mehem. And the Sefer says by listim, im nishyayishu abaylam areyu shaloi. That means I have to hear from them that they were miyayish. Without hearing from them, I cannot assume there was yish. Now let us see Rashi. Arey elu shaloi. The mistome nishyayishu abaylam miyad. That's why in the Reisha, the Tanda did not put in any conditions, im nishyayishu abaylam. So, but I assume that there was yish. The konano hayech, so this person was koine, the new chamoyer, the new ksus, biyush vishini rishus. Was koine biyush vishini rishus. Im nishayishu abaylem, the shaminim the iyayish. I heard beferish from the baylem there were miyayish. The omar, he said, veilach asorin kis. Avol stoma loy. Stoma, I cannot assume that he was miyayish. Bekashe listim de seife a listim de reishe. So you have a stire, the listim de seife, which would seem that stam listim is not yish bailim. Listim de reishe would seem that stam listim is yish bailim. Begmore porich umishani lo choda be listim goi. By listim goi, there is no yish. And that is the safest. Tama, there's no yush. V'chodah b'listim Yisrael. The Reish is speaking about listim Yisrael. The miyayish mistome. And what the reason is, we'll see in the Gemara. Now, let us see the Gemara. Tone, im notal. Now, in the Mishnah it says that v'nosno loy chamoir acher, harei elu shaloi. Tone, so now we learned in Abaraisa, im notal marzer lebailim horishayne. If he took it, he has to return it to the previous bailim. Kosova, so this baraisa holds, yish kedi loikoni. This baraisa holds, yish kedi is not koine. Umikore beisure osa liyode. So he got it beisa. Zot Rashi, im notal chamoir min amoichsim, yachse lo rishaynim, uplige bereise amasnise. The Mishnah says, arei elu shaloi, and the bereise says that he has to return it. Yiyush kedi, shenis yashu habaylam biyad moiches, that was the baylam or miyayish, Biyad moiches, when it was by the moiches, lekona moiches biyish levadoi. He wasn't koine biyish levadoi. Beloi nesinas domim or shine maise. Without giving money or shine maise. Vechiyoso liyad sheini biisa osa liyodoi. So it was biisura osa liyodoi by the sheini. Now let's just learn a second baraisa. Now the second veike da amri imbo la harzer yarzer lebailim rishainim. Not like the first baraisa says that if he wants and that he's mechuyev to return it to the Baalim HaRishayim. The second Baraisa says, in Bo Lahachze, if he wants to return it, he's a chosid, Yachze LeBaalim HaRishayim, Maitayme Yish Kedi Koni, because Yish is Koni, Miu I Omar I Efshi B'momin She'eni Shali, if he says, I don't want money that's not mine, Machze LeBaalim HaRishayim. So Zot Rashi, in Bo Lahachze, Shechositu, Yachze LeBaalim HaRishayim V'loi LeMoiches. Returns it to the Baal Mereshen and Vilei Lemeches. Now I want to give Akdama, this is a very difficult Gemara, number one. And number two, Ledavoineinu, we're learning the Gemara and Avkuf Yodalid, if we'd be learning it in Merube, would perhaps be much better. But Al Kaponim, Vashgoch Al Yoin, I made that it should be in Avkuf Yodalid. Now, to get into the difficulties of the sugya, to understand what's difficult over here, let us see what Rabbi Keveger says. This is Rabbi Keveger and Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said that Arei Elu Shaloi, that it belongs, the Moichsim and the Listim gave him a different Chamer and a different Ksus, so it belongs to him. So Rashi says, why does it belong to him? Because there was Yush, Vishinim, Nesha Bailam is Yashim, ahem. The Bailam Amiyash, so there was Yush, Viyad Moicha, and this person is kinda, Biyush, Vishinim, Rishus. Koshali, Frekt Rabbi Kevege, Heich Amrinin Bigmore, now, we learned a baraisa in the Gemara. The Gemara said that he has to return it, not like our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, oh, what's pshat in the baraisa? Yish kedi, like only, yish kedi is not kone. Like Rabbi Kevega and Shuldik, it's not yish kedi. Rabbi yish vishine rishus. It's yish vishine rishus. So he has amur di kekash and Rashi. Rashi learned pshat the Mishnah that he's kind of shish v'shine rishus. So the Baraisa in the Gemara that says that he's not kind of, so the Baraisa is because yish kedi like only. It's not yish kedi. Rashi said it's yish v'shine rishus. Ela al kochach, the loy mikri shine rishus, k'me shekos av taisus alal daf samach saim. It's not called shine rishus. We'll look in this taisus in a minute. Fine. It's not called Shini Rishus. So Mamela, if it's not called Shini Rishus, so why does Rashi say in the Mishnah that it is called Shini Rishus? V'i desvor ezu de tois vus pligi mas nisen o baraisa de mas nisen. If you'll say that, guva mach leikes. The baraisa holds, it's not called Shini Rishus. See, ozi ishkedi leikot. And the Mishnah holds that it's called Shini Rishus. And that's why the Mishnah holds it's Koinen. In Koinech, Amrini, Nikad Amri, Bo, my time of Yish Kedi Koni, O Yesh Loima, the Gam time of Nikad Amri, the Svila Kamas Nisan, the Mikra Shini Rishus, Vetzorech Yil. So now, Rabbi Bekitzer, Rabbi Kevege is asking, Amor de Kekashe. Rashi in the Mishnah said Pshat, that the reason Rashi in the Mishnah said pshat, the reason that the person was kind of the chamer, because it's yish v'shini rishus. Gevaldik, yish v'shini rishus. We come to a baraisa, the baraisa says that you have to return it. Why? Because yish kedi like koni. So in fact, Rabbi Kevega, Rashi said it's yish v'shini rishus. Why does the Gemara say that the baraisa says you have to return it, because yish kedi like koni. So it seems from the Gemara, it's not called Shini Rishus. And we see the next Baraisa that says that he could keep in of his Achosh, that was Yish Kedi Koni. So Baraisa, it's not Yish Shini Rishus. Why? We'll see Taisva soon. But Al Kaponim, Rashi, that said it's Yish Shini Rishus, it's not like the Gemara. And that is Rabbi Kevega's Kashi, blies by Tzohi. Now, Rabbi Kevega is taken to a Tosfos Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. So let us see for 1 minute the Tosfos Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, so we'll understand a little bit what Rabbi Kiveika is speaking about, and then we'll see what Shitas HaTosfos is, and then we'll try to be Miyashiv what Shitas Rashi is. Tosfos and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Now, this is a very big Tosfos, but just to refresh our memories a little, there are Moiridik Estiris in different Amayroim. For example, Ula and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph says, Minayin Li Yiyush She'enei Koine. Yiyush is not Koine. Huh? And then we're going to have further in our Gemara that Ula says Yish is Koine. So there's a problem. There's a big problem. There's a Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Ri. Not to get into this Machloikes, but let us just start from the middle of Tosfos and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbeinu Tam Hiksha. That's Mamish, when the Tosfos is still thin, it's Kemat, in the middle of the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam Hiksha, the Bagoizel Basra, now we can see Lakaman Daf Kuf Yudalit, Mashme de Ula Yish Kedi Koni, that Ula holds Yish Kedi is Koni, the Pochmi Masnisim, we're gonna have this Ula pretty soon, the Notlo Moichsim Chamoire, Venoslo Chamoir Acha, Oma Harezu Shaloi, the Kama Abishloim Le Ula Be Yadua Ve Divrei Hakel, we know he was Miyayish, And when he gave him another chamer, it's called Yishkedi. So the Rabbeinu Tam is Akasha. And Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph says Ula holds Yish is not Koine. And here on Daf Kuf Yudalit, Ula says that if he was Miyayish, he's Koine, and it's Yishkedi. Because the Gemara we just learned now, the Gemara calls Nosnu Loi Chamer Acha Yish Kedi. So it's called Yish Kedi. So we have a problem, Astirinula. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. The Kama Rosam, the Gemara calls it Yish Kedi. The Kama Rosam Tane Vim Notal Marze Lebailam Arishainim. If he took it, they took the new Chamer, he has to return it to the previous Bailam. Umefaresh in the Gemara says, why does he have to return it? Yish kedi like only. So this is called Yish kedi. So Memele, and then later Ula says that Yish kedi is kaide. So we have, okay, that's Taisus Kash. Now the Rabbeinu Tam wants to answer, what's Takib Shat in the Gemara? The Gemara calls it Yish kedi. Lachaire, it's Yish Vishini Rishus. Why did the Gemara call Yish kedi? V'tayma nire, lechoshiv leishini rishus, mishum da'al kolchoch noisnim loy. He doesn't want to accept it. They took away his chamer, he's screaming, here, take another chamer, agut etal. He doesn't want to accept it, al kolchoch noisnim loy. He doesn't want yenim's chamer. So memeile, if he doesn't want to be kind of yenim's chamer, so memele, so there's no shini rishus. Shini rishus means that after Yish went from the rishus hagatlin to someone else's rishus. But if he doesn't want to be kainer, bal kolchay noisni loy. So memele, so there's no shini rishus. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat na gemore. And so memele, in the case of our Mishnah, it's Yish kedi. There's no shini rishus. He doesn't want to be kind. Fine. Okay. So now, and that's Rabbi Kiveika's Kasha and Rashi. How could Rashi say in the Mishnah, it's Yish v'shini rishus? We see the Gemara calls it Yish kedi. And why is it called Yish kedi? Look in Taisus Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Because he doesn't want to be kind. Fine. Okay. Now, we have to understand, there's a Kasha I saw, Rabbi Chonon asked the Kasha, the Bichas Avrom asked the Kasha. We'll learn the Tosfos Kipshut. He doesn't want to be kainet, so it's not shini rishus. Frek Rabbi Chonon, the Bichas Avrom, so let's learn the Mishnah. Not lo moichsin es chamoiroi, venosno loi chamoiracha, not lo listem es ksuse, venosno loi ksus acheres, הרי אלו שלוי. בבני שהביילם מסייש מהם. So it says, הרי אלו שלוי. So how does that stem? Taisus just said, he doesn't want to be kainet. Taisus just said, a beautiful vote. It's not called Shini Rishus, because I about Kochach Naisen Loi. So what does that mean? He doesn't want to be kainet. If he doesn't want to be kainet, so what's Hare Elu Shaloi? And if he wants to be kainet, so Shini Rishus. The Bichasavon lies by Tzorchin. According to Taisus, it's fair. Here it says Hare Elu Shaloi. Now, on this kasha, I saw a Moiradike Teretz, from Divrei Aliyo, from Magoin Rabbi Eli Chazan, Chayna Lebroche. So Rabbi Eli Chazan says as follows. He says, he doesn't want to be koinit. You know why he doesn't want to be koinit? Because if Yod Yiyush is not koinit, so Pshat is, after Yiyush, it still belongs to the Bailam. It still belongs to the Bailam. Yiyush isn't koinit. Who's going to make it Ois Bailams? The second one, the Shini Rishus, I'm going to make it Ois Bailam. I should be the Shegit. I should make it Ois Yenims. Let's be Megashim. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the Nigzal, Shimon is the Gazlan, and Levi is the one who wants to make Shini Rishus. So if we hold Yiyush is not Koine, if we hold Yiyush is not Koine, so Memele, if Yiyush is not Koine, so how will it become Ois Reuven's, Ois Nigzal's? Through that Levi made a Shini Rishus. Levi made it Ois Nigzal's. Levi doesn't want to be a Shegetz. He doesn't want to take away from Reuven. So Memele, so if Yiyush is not Koine, so it doesn't belong to Shimon, it doesn't belong to the Gazlan, so Levi doesn't want to be Koine. So forget about Shini Rishus. There's no Shini Rishus because he doesn't want to be Koine. But if Yiyush is Koine, what if Yiyush is Koine? So it belongs to the Gazlan already. It belongs to the Gazlan. So now the Gazlan gives it to Levi. He's not doing an Aveira Levi. He's not being Moitziyat from Reuven. It's Ois Reuven's already. It belongs to the Gazlan. So then Levi is Koine. Zot Rab Chazan, so it's Meiridik. So that's Pshat. The Mishnah in the second Baraisa holds that Yiyush Kedi is Koine. It's not Yiyush Shini Rishus. That's that we see from the Gemara. It's Yiyush Kedi. It's not because Shini Rishus, he doesn't want to make a Shini Rishus. He doesn't, Balkor Chai Nois Niloi, he doesn't want to make a Shini Rishus. So Memele, so if Yiyush is not Koine, he doesn't want to be Koine. That's the first baraisa. The first baraisa says Yish Kedi Loikoni, so it does not belong to the Gazlan. So Memele, he doesn't want to be Kainit, because he doesn't want to make a Shini Rishus to be Maitzit from the Nigzel. That's what it says, Yarzel Abaylam Arishayna. The second baraisa and the Mishnah that hold that he is Kainit, because they hold Yish Kedi Koni. So it belongs to the Gazlan, it belongs to Shimon. Shimon gives it to him, so he takes it. Why not? He's not doing an Avla anymore. So the Mishnah holds that Yish Kedi Koni. The second Baraisa holds Yish Kedi Koni. So Memele is, so that's why it belongs to him. He wants to be a chassid, he can give it back. The first Baraisa holds Yish Kedi Loi Koni. So then, he doesn't want to make a Shini Rishus, it's not called a Shini Bal Kocha, doesn't want to make a Shini Rishus, so in Mele, so that's why he has to return it. That's how Divrei Elio, he says, Pshat in Taisvis. That is, so Al Kaponim, we understand Taisvis. But now we have to understand Rashi. Rashi is a Pella. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Yiyush v'shini rishus. So Rashi wasn't goyres. This Rashi wasn't goyres. This whole svar of Taisus bar kochach meisnelai. Yiyush v'shini rishus finished. So Yiyush v'shini rishus. So then we have to understand what's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was on Yiyush kedi koni, loy koni, and the Gemara bechlal is not doesn't talk about Yiyush v'shini rishus. I'd like to give a gedome to try to find for Rashi. Before this Hakdam, I'd like to mention one more kasha, which is a very difficult kasha that Pnei Yeshua asks on Rashi. And Rashi is Shreklach Shver. Let us see what Rashi says. Yeyush kedi shenis yashu habaylim biyad moiches, that what the baylim am yash biyad moiches, loikona hamoiches biyush levadoi, he wasn't kinda biyush levadoi, b'loi nesinas domim oishine maise. He did the moiches, but the moiches was not kinda biyush levadoi, b'loi nesinas domim, without giving money, oishine maise. Frekta pnei Yeshua, so it seemed from Rashi, what if he gives money? Yishkedi loikoni. The moiches is not kinda, without giving money. And if he gives money, Yush is kaine. Yush can he like kaine. He's not kaine. So a moiches took something from a nigzal, so it's not his. So go over to the nigzal, you know, here's money. It becomes the moiches, it's chas v'shalom. And Yush can he like kaine. It's mine, give it back to me. You want to give him, I don't want money. Rashi says, like kaine, b'loi nesin es domin. It would seem as if he gives money, Then Shalom al Yisrael. If Yishkedi laikoni, money is lemal lemeire. And that fellow, if Yishkedi is koni, you also have to give money. If Yishkedi is koni, so that means, so the chavetz belongs to me. But money is ich have to give. Yish is koni, so the chavetz is mine. I have to pay you for it. Just like by Shinoi. Rashi says to me, Shalom, Shinoi Maise, and Yish, and if you're Yishkedi Kani, you also have to pay for it. So why did Rashi start talking about money over here? Money, you have to give a full Yishkedi Yiskani. And if Yishkedi like Kani, so money will never help the situation. So what is Pshat and Rashi? This Kasha the Pnei Yeshua is. Now, I'd like to be Magdim, but I would not like to be Marich to bring Rayas. But the lechayre there are rayas to these yesoides, and we have mentioned in Meruba also some rayas to these yesoides. But I'd like to mention there is a three-way machloikis. There is one man the yoma that holds yiyush is kaine, the ganav is kaine biyush. It's his. The chayfetz is his. Just like by shini maisa the chayfetz is his. By Yish, the Chayfetz is his. Finished, it's his. It belongs to him. No, the halacha is, he has to pay the Nigzal. He stole it from him. You have to pay, you stole it. Just like if it's not around anymore. So good. It's not around. So pay what you stole. So Yish is koine. Shini Maise is koine. It's yours. But you have to pay for what you stole. It's not worse than it's not around. You also have to pay what you stole. That's one mahalach. Yiyush is koine legavri. It's koine legavri. It's his completely. There's a opposite mahalach. Yiyush is not koine at all. That means it's not the gazlans. It's not the gazlans at all. It's yiyush is not koine. That's the second mahalach. And then there's the third mahalach. That Yiyush is koine, but is a shiur b'kinyonai. That means the chayfetz belongs to the gazlan, but the mominess of the chayfetz belongs to the nigzal. It's a shiur b'kinyonai, and there's many rayas to such a mahalach, that Yiyush is koine the gufa chayfetz, but it's not koine the shavius of the chayfetz. So that means in the chayfetz alone, we have two bailim. The gufa chayfetz is mine, but the shavius of the chayfetz belongs to the nigzal, and memele, so the nigzal still has a bailis in the shavius of the chayfetz. Right. That we can call yish kedi loikoni legamri. It wasn't koine completely. There's one man, the other holds it's koine completely. Everything is his. The chayfetz is his. The money is his. The shavius is his. He has to pay for it. That's Yush Kedi koni legamri. There's a man the omar as yish kedi loy koni legamri, which means that the chayfetz belongs to the gazlin, but there's a shiur in the kinyan, the shavius of the chayfetz belongs to the nigzal. This is called loy koni legamri, koni a little bit. And then there's a man the omar that says yish kedi is like, it's not kain at all. It's not kain at all. These are these three mahalchim. Now, let us go back, let us go over these three mahalchim. What's with Shini Rishus? Now, if you hold that Yish Kedi is like Oni Lagamri, there's no kinyan whatsoever of Yish. A gazlan is never kain to be Yish. So then, if you give it to someone else, how is he kain? Al Kochoch, there's such a concept of Shini Rishus. There's such a concept of Yish V'Shini Rishus, however Shini Rishus works. But there's a concept of Yish V'Shini Rishus. If Yish is not Koine Legamri, there's a concept of Yish V'Shini Rishus. Agavuch in the Taisus Ritzet, the first Mishnah in Baba Kame that says Beferish is a concept of Yish V'Shini Rishus is this Mishnah Dabkuf Yudalit. The other Mishnah is debatable, but Al Koponim, here we have a Mishnah of Yish Vishini Rishus. This, so now, if I hold Yish is not Koine at all, so how is this person Koine? There's a concept of Yish Vishini Rishus. That is if Yish is not Koine at all. If Yish is Koine Legamri, that it belongs completely to the Gazlan, and there's no concept of Yish Vishini Rishus. That means after Yish, it belongs to the Gazel. Then there's no concept of Yish Vishini Rishus because what Yish Vishini Rishus for? It belongs completely to the Gazel. Then there's no such concept of Yish Vishini Rishus. If we will hold it is Ashir Bekinyan, that means Yish is kind of the Gufa Chayfetz for the Gazel, but the Shavius of the Chayfetz belongs still to the Nigzal. Then, if he gives it over to someone else, it's status quo. It remains the way it was. Now, they state in the Sivis. In the Sivis, it says that if you hold that Yish is Ashir and the Kinyan, so that means the Chayfetz is mine, he still is a Kinyan in the Nigzal is a Kinyan in the Mominus, you give it over to the Nigzal, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. There's also no din of Yish Vishini Rishus. Whatever the Gazlan has, the Nigzal has, and not more than that. So the Chayfetz belongs to the third person, to the Lekeyach, and the Mominus of the Chayfetz still belongs to the Nigzal. So we have here three Mahalchim in Yish. Either Yish is Koina Legamri, then there's no concept Bechlal of Yish, Vishini Rishus. Yish is the Loikoni Legamri. There's also no concept of Yivishin Rishus. That means the Chayfetz belongs to the Gazlan, and the Mominus belongs to the Nigzal. And that, when he gives it over to someone else, it's the same thing by the Lekeach also. The Chayfetz belongs now to the Lekeach, and the Mominus belongs to the Nigzal. And then there's a concept that Yish Loikoni, period. Then there's a concept of Yish Vishin Rishus. Then there's the din of Yish Vishin Rishus that it works. Now, let us see Rashi. Now we'll see Rashi is Meiradik. Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah that Yush Kedi is Loikoni Legami. There's no such kinyan of Yush by the Gazla. So how is the Lekeach Koine? Alkoch is Koine with Yush Vishini Rishus. He's Koine! It's Yush Vishini Rishus. There's such a kinyan of Yush Vishini Rishus. These two baraises we'll see soon why, these two baraises do not hold that Yish is not Koine Legamri. But we said it in the Mishnah. The first baraisa holds Yish Kedi Loi Koine Legamri, means that there's a Shir in the Kinyan. So whatever the Gazlan had, the Lekeach has, so that's why it says, Yachzer Lebailim HaRishonim, means you have to give back the money. the money has to be given back to the Bailam of Rishainim, and this is not a Deichik, because Taisus and Av Samach Zayin on Medbeis has a third Pshat in our Gemara, and Taisus says Yachza means the Domin, not the Gufa Chayv, it's the Domin. That's what Taisus says Pshat. So Rashi learned Pshat, the first Baraisa that says Yachzer, what's that Yachzer? So he holds Yush is not Koine Legamri, that means there's a Shir in the Kenyan by the Gazlan. So the Lekeach is Yachzer, he has to give back the money to the Bailam, because there's no concept of Yush Vishina Rishus. If you hold that Yush is a Shir Bekinyan, whatever was by the Gazlan was by the Nixel. So Memela now will understand the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi is Meiridik. Yish Kedi, Shenishyayishu Abaylim Biyad Meiches, Leitona Meiches Biyish Levadai, Beloy Nesin Asdomi. Now Rashi is going to have Nesin Asdomi. That means like this. Here's Rashi saying to Yisod, there's still a Shir in the Kenyan. The Mominus, the Chavitz belongs to me, but the Mominus of the Chavitz belongs to the Nigzal. So if you'll give the domim of the chayfetz, since the chayfetz is mine, I'll pay you for the domim. So then it's mine completely. Then it's mine completely. But b'loy nisin as domim, without giving him the domim of the chayfetz, so it doesn't belong to me completely. So then, so the domim still belongs to the nigzal selekeches also. Only kind of the chayfetz without the domim. That's the tait shiachzer. And here Rashi says two mishalim. Rashi says either if we'll give the domim will be kind of or shini maise. And in Meruba we mentioned shini maise is kind of legamri. It's not a shir and the king in shini maise the gazlan is kind of legamri. So Rashi is saying in order for the gazlan to be kind of legamri there has to be one of two. Either to give the nigzal the dmei achayfetz, and if he gives him the dmei achayfetz, then the whole chayfetz is his, because the nigzal had was a shir in the kinyan, or if he makes a shini mais, it also belongs to him completely. He'll owe him the money, but al kaponim, the chayfetz will be his completely. That is this baraisa that holds yish kedi leikoni legamri. Lekoni legamri, it's koina only legabi the etzem chayfetz, and not legabi the shavius of the chayfetz. The third baraisa holds, yeyush kedi koni legamri. The third baraisa holds, it belongs to the gazlan completely. The gazlan owes money to the gazlan owes money to the nigzal, but it's completely the gazlan's. It's not a shir and the kinyan. So memele, so there's no din yachzer. It belongs to the gazlan. So the gazlan gives it to me, so now it's mine. Now we'll see something meiridik interesting over here. What is the third baraisa telling us? The second baraisa is telling us, yish kedi is koni. So who does it belong to? It belongs to the gazlan. It's completely the gazlan. Imbo lahachzer, now if he wants to return, he wants to return it, Imbo lahachzer zutrashi shechosidu, he's a chosid. Now, let's be honest. If he's not a chosid, yish kedi is koni, it belongs to the gazlan. The gazlan gave it to him, he didn't do any aveira whatsoever. He's not a chosid, I mean it was the gazlan. He gave it to him, so it belongs to him. But what if he's a chosid? So what should he do? Marze lebailem horishainim, tzikrashi veloy lemoiches. Now listen what the second barais is telling us. You know what? Don't give it back to a moiches. Give it back to the first bailem. Now let us understand what's pshat in the chasidus over here. What's pshat in the havim you should give it back to the moiches. The Tana says, no. Give it back to the Bailam of Rishayim. Weistachois, Smarashi, it'd be a Havamin, it'd give it back to the Moiches. Why should give it back to the Moiches? Because Yish Kedi Koni, it belongs to the Moiches. It was kind of Lagamri. You're a Chosid, the Efshi B'momin She'ein Ishali. I don't want to keep money that's She'ein Ishali. That means this, really that this whole money came not on a knife, and I don't want to keep it. I don't want it in my house. So you know the svarach etzayna would be fine. So you know you should give it back to? Give it back to the money. It's his. He gave it to you. You don't want it. You don't want to keep it. It's money that originated. It was once stolen money. So give it back to him. There to be a hava meaning to give it back to him. So the Baha'i, listen, if you want to be a chassid, I'll tell you chassidus. Chassidus is not only I don't want it to be by me. Hev rachmanas on the nigzalo, so that's a ganze chassid. Just like you don't want to have, just like you don't want to have stolen goods, have rachmanas on the nigzal that he should get back his chayfet. That's chassidus. Chassidus is give it back to the nigzal. But if we would hold that yiyush is not koine, let me mention one more ha'ore. The second baraisa of yiyush kedi is koine, and the yiyush kedi is koine. According to Taisus, the Mishnah also is yiyush kedi is koine. I mean, the Taisus learns chat. It's not yiyush v'shin v'shus over here. Ba'kocher noisnolo. It's yiyush kedi. It's very interesting. You have the second baraisa in the Mishnah. The second baraisa speaks about chassidim, and the Mishnah doesn't speak about chassidim. The Mishnah just says, Arei Elu Shaloi. What does the chassid do? It's not a Mishnah's chassidim. The baraisa all of a sudden speaks about a baraisa, a chassidish baraisa, the Mishnah, a chassid, something else. Meiridik Madne. I mean, why the Barais is speaking about Chassidim and the Mishnah is not speaking about Chassidim? Amod Namaisa. According to why we mentioned Achsemetz Moiradik, the Mishnah held Yiyush is not Koine Legamri. It's not Koine Legamri. Now, it didn't belong to the Gazel. The Lekeach was Koine with Yiyush Vishini Rishus. The Lekeach was Koine with Yiyush Vishini Rishus. So two things. Number one, he's not such a big chassid to begin with, because if you kind of, you made it, you become my snigzal. So, we're not, if Yish isn't kind of, we're not speaking about chassidim at all, because you're not a chassid if you took it. That's number one. Number two, to tell me a chiddush, you shouldn't give it back to the moiches. No, I don't give it back. Who's the moiches? It never belonged to the moiches. So I don't need someone to tell me, give it back to the nigzel. Lebay lebay rishayinim. That's bullshit. To the moiches, you can give it back. It never belonged to the moiches. The moiches are shagas. I should give it back to the moiches. So the Mishnah holds that yiyush kedi like oni legamri. It never was the moiches. He was kain erashi alt, he was kain alchish vishini rishut. If Yish is not koine, so al kochad lekech can only be koine al shiish v'shini reshut. No, yish v'shini reshut. So first of all, we're not speaking about a chosid, because if you were the one, and that was the svar of the Riyah and Avsam Arzainim at base, but the Rabbi Natan, al kochad noisnilai, he doesn't want to be koine. Who wants to be a sheget, to be mighty moment, m'shus ha'nigzol? Shini reshut is not such a gewaldic heter. So number one, we're not speaking about a chassid, if he took it. And number two, there never would be a hava meaning to give it back to the moiches, because the moiches never belonged to the moiches. That's because the Mishnah holds yiyush is not koine legamri. The second baraisa that says yachzer, the second baraisa talking about chassidim already. A chassid could take it from the gazel. Because it belongs to the Gazan already. The second Baraisos Yishkadi Koni Legamri, it belongs completely to the Moiches. So Memele, I can take it, and I can, but I wanna be a chosid, that I don't want to keep mom and Shane Shaloi. So I would think, so I wanna get rid of it. Let me give it back to the Moiches. The Moiches gave it to me, let me give it back to the Moiches. No, a chosid, no, a real chosid, you give it back to the Nixon. That's for me, that is Pshat according to Rashi. Let us go further. Arei elu shaloi, mipnei sha'abailim misyayishimeh. So the Reisha says that there's a stomach yush. Omar Ravashi, loy shonu elo listim goy. Davke, when do we say there's a stomach yush? If you have a listim that's a goy, have a listim yisroel loy. אבל בליסט אין ישראל לאי, סובה למוחה נקית נלאי בדינה. I mean, the list of Yisrael, so I'll start with the Bezen, and my male is not Miyayish. A guy, who do you handle with a guy? I mean, so my male, a guy is Miyayish already. And a Rayid is not Miyayish. Maskif lo Rav Yosef, Ada Rabbe, Ipcha Mistavre, Goyim de Daini Bigiyuse. Tzarashi says, Bigiyuse, Begaiva Ubisroya. That means they're not able, they pass him begaiva bezroya. Loi miyayish. That means if he takes him to a court and the court hears that that he stole, the court will right away make him pay. It's not, they'll make sure he pays. The court is not able. A goyish court is not able. Yisroel kimen da omri meimer miyayish. A yiddish court, he comes to court and Adam say that he said, you know, this Reuven stole from Shimon, so was it Bezdin? Say 10 lei. You should give it back to him. Fine. He hears. Goodbye. The Bezdin only zok mei meroma. They say 10 lei. They don't go bizroya. They tell say 10 lei. Right? If he doesn't, I mean, that's not in the jurisdiction of the court. They just pass him the shayla. He will have to give it back to him. So Memele, so he knows after the court, it's a ten loy, the court told him. But till he'll get it, who knows? If and when that'll be. So Memele, so by Yiddish Gazlan, then you go to Bezdin, he's Miyayish, he never thinks he'll get it. But by a Goyish Gazlan, will take him to a Goyish court, the Goyish court will take things in their hands, Bezroya, they'll make him pay. And finished, so then he's secure in his money, so he's not miyayish. Now Rashi has a tubshotin. Omri meima, tzei v'ten loy. Vein choyftin b'maklis, they don't beat him up. You beat him up for that. You tell him to pay. He's not chayim malkis for stealing, so they'll tell him to pay. And he says, he'll say, I'll do what I want to do. It's fountain. Loshin acha, a second shot, the omri l'nigzel, who says he take stole from you? That he stole from you. I mean, Bezdin doesn't jump to conclusions. A Goyish court, he tells them he stole, and thus finish it. The Goyish court will, Akbarim's man Chazala was like that, that the Goyish court will take care of it. They don't need too many berurim to prove. By Yiddish court, who says he stole? Bring a raya, bring Edom. So till we'll be able to bring all the proof, who knows if that ever will be a possibility. Sees miyayish already. So memele, so the reisha that says stam gzeles yish bailim is speaking about a Yiddish gazla. That what that Ravashi said loishanu al listim goy is going on the sefer. Leidma sefer itma amatzu mina gayis mistomem mina listem im nishayish uabaylem. If I heard his miyayish ain stom aloy loishas adad Ravashi said that what you need yish stom is not yish loishanu elo goyim mishum dedaini bigiyusei abalistin yisokim damri meima miyayish some amelos al kaponim with miyashiv. The two bavas of the Mishnah, that the first bava speaking about a Yiddish gazlan, which it's not probable that he'll ever get paid back, since you have to go to a Yiddish bezin, and the sefer speaking about a goyish gazlan, so he's not miyayish. Look to Gemara Vayta, Tanan Hosam. We learned our Mishnah in Kalim. We had this in Meruba. Oyrei shel balabayis. An oyer of a balabos, machshove mitamosam. What does that mean? Let's see what Rashi says. Machshavte mitamosam. Chishev aleihem ledovo she'ein boi chesorin meloche, kigoin leutzve ulemite yoldu letume miyad. That means if you have leather, and ba'asher u'sham, it could be used for one purpose. You can use it now as a table. You can use it now for a bed. If you want, And for that, it's sufficient. The matzav of the leather now is sufficient to use it for a table or a bed or a tray. So memela, if the owner decides that's what I'm going to use it for, so automatically the das of the owner is capable of deciding what it's aimed for. So it becomes a bed, it becomes a shulchan. So it's mekabel tumah right away. If the owner would have thought, I don't need it for a bed or for a table, I want to make shoes out of it, so then it's not mekabel tumah. It didn't become a keli yet. But what the osid, or what the tafkid of this oil will be, is dependent on the decision of the Bailam. Whatever the Bailam decide to do with it, that's what it is. So, Oireish Shabalabayis, Machshove Metamosam. His Machshove, whatever he decides it's going to be, if he decides, Basher Husham, this is what it's going to be, it's going to be a bed or a Shulchan, so it's Mekabel Tumah. Oir belongs to a worker. That means he's not using it for himself. It's aimed to be sold. Whatever the koine will want to do with it, that's what's going to be. Is ein machshava metamosam. So what he does now, he thinks, oh, I'll use it for a bed. He hears a knock on the door and someone comes in, he wants to buy shoes, so his machshava is bottle and mevutel. He has a koine to buy shoes. So from this air, he's going to make shoes. So memele, the machshava of an avdon is not a machshava chalute. It's only maybe if no one comes, maybe I'll use it for a bed. But there was no machshava behechlet that he's going to use it for a bed, because if a customer comes, so that's what it's aimed for. It's aimed for to sell. If he wants him to make shoes out of it, I'll make shoes out of it. So ain machshava mitamos. Fine. Shel gazlo. Now what if you have an oir of a gazlo? Ain machshove metamosam, because the Tanakama holds stam gzeile is not yiyush bailim. By a gazlon, he's not miyayish. Why isn't he miyayish by a gazlon? Because the nigzel has hopes. He knows who the gazlon is. He knows who took it away from him. Or schlep him. Or schlep him to court. Or schlep him to bed. Vishel ganev machshove metamosam. But a ganev machshove metamosam. Because a ganev, he's miyayish. Who stole it? I mean, he comes in the morning, he sees there's a hole in the wall, and the window is broken, and it was taken away. So how is he going to ever figure out who stole it from him? So the Tanakama holds a ganev, this yish, and a gazlan, there's no yish. The fish in the emach shavim et hamosafi, v'shagan emach shavim et hamosaf. Rab Shimon Oimer Chilof Adavorim. Rab Shimon says it's the exact opposite. Shel Gazlin Machshavim Metamosam. A Gazlin, even though he knows who the Gazlin is, but he knows the Gazlin is a 7-footer and he took it away from him. He's going to start up now with the Gazlin. It's Memela, so by a Gazlin he knows who he is. So Memela, so he's Miyayish right away by a Gazlin. Shalganev ain machshavim mitamos. We have to understand a ganev is afraid of people. Well, he's afraid of people, so I just have to find out who the ganev is. I have to make a few questions. And someone was around my house at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll be able to find out. So Rav Shimon holds a ganev. There's no yish. A gazlan. There is yish. The Tanakama holds fakel. But a gazlan. There is yish. The Agazon, there's no Yish. The Ganef, there is Yish. Lefishin loynish yayishu abayit. Let us see what Rashi says. Let us see that Rashi. So Rashi says, Vishalavdam shimnosi bekach stomei lemechire. Hilkach eimach shaft eimach shovet. Shim yavoyu bnei e'odom liknoisoi. People will go and want to purchase it. Yimkrenu lehem. The nimson shesoifen leminolayim. It's not going to be a meter, but the island nigmar malachti lekach. So it's not mekabel tumah. Shel gazlan. So the tanakam was emach shavim betamosam. The lavdi dehu doesn't belong to the gazlan. The kivin the yoda man shaklaminei. The nigzel knows who took it away from him. Like miyayish, he's not miyayish.
now he took it away from him, but he'll be tabei him in Bezin. Vishal Gandem Machshavti Metamos, the Yushimarai, the Loyodi Laman Yitfu, adding in the fine the Gandem. Rab Shimon holds Chilav Advorim, Gazlon Kivin the Shokle Minei Behedye, Leimotzi Koi Babi, couldn't stand up against him, Yayish. Ganev Sova Bechishnale, Mashkechinale, I'll look for him and I'll find him. Fine. So we have here Amachloikis, Rab Shimon in the Tanakame, say Stam Gzele Yish Bailam, or Stam Gnevi Yish Bailam. Amachloikis, fine. Omarule. Now this is the Ula that Tosfos Daf Samach Zayin brought down. That Ula was the one that said that Yish is not Koinen Daf Samach Zayin. He will say Ula says that Ilo the Yish is Koinen. Ama Ula Machloikis B'Stam. The Machloikis is Stam Gzele Yish Bailam, Stam Gnevi Yish Bailam. Avol B'Yadua. But what if you heard from him? He said he's Me'ayish. Everyone holds Yish Koni. This is the Ula that was a problem on the Samach Zayin and Medbeis. He says, everyone holds Yish is Koni. So Ula is saying here a beautiful word. Abu said, the whole machlokes, the Chachomer Rav Shimon is, the Stam Das Bnei Yodam, are they Miyayish more by a Gazlon or by a Ganap? Fine. But if you hear Beferish, he says, Veilach Hasol and Kis, you see, he gave up hope. So he gave up hope. That's what Ula says. Rabba Omar biyadua nami machlokes. Rabba says, no. The machlokes is afilu biyadua. What does that mean? You heard this person said, by a gazlon, I'm a yayish, veilach a solen kiss. Zokt Rabba, according to the chumim, that's no yish. He's krechtsing, but he's not miyayish. Believe me, he's not miyayish. He's not scared of a gazlan. It's good to crash. Maybe people will sympathize with him, but there's no real yish. A person, I feel like he says that he's also not miyayish. Yish is a matzav of giving up hope by a gazlan. According to me, not miyayish. So at least befeilish is also not yish. Rabbi Omar biyadua nami machlekes. Omar le'abaye le'rabbe. So Abaye asked Rabbi, "Why tifle galay the ule? Don't be chaylik an ule. This name must nisin kebosay. The Mishnah would seem clearly that if you miyayish befeilish, it'll help. Lefi shaloi nishayishu abaylam. Rab Shimon said, by a ganev ein marshove l'tamatamosei, l'fi sheloi nisyayishu abaylam, because he wasn't miyayish. Taimed loi nisyayishu abaylam, avu nisyayishu abaylam, reyelu sheloi. So you see, klo that yish helps. Amalei anan l'fi she'ein yish baylam asnin alo. Not that he wasn't miyayish, but you didn't hear from him that he was miyayish. I learned shot that there's no yish bailam, period. Vayaganev, there's no yish bailam. Let us see what Rashi says. Bistam vlashin in the yayish, the bo pligi, the mouse of a stam gnev yish bailam, laistam gze, la mouse of a chilapadom, ki the precious timer. I will be yadu, at the shimin in the miyayish, the vehako yish, ki di konim. That's what that Ula said. And Rabbi said, "B'diu nami machloikes, dinami de shamin and de miyayish, amri rabbonim begazlan lehaviyish, the chol shaita daite laminke de bedin de berenganim l'Rab Shimon. This nam masnisen, hach masnisen dairis, the tars, the tunnel fish l'nish yayishu abaylam." So he said, "No, not l'nish, shen yiyush l'abaylam, en yiyush on yiyush. Let us just see one Taisus over here. The fish and yish la baila masninalo ain magia ha mishnah. Alakach meforish loinis yayishu a bailam belibam. There's no yish. Afilo oimrim shenis yayishu. There's also no yish because belibam there's no yish.